want to welcome in Christy Colville from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. It got some stuff coming up, and obviously we love to support this cause because it's so important. It touches everybody. I don't know a person who hasn't been impacted by Alzheimer's. Christy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? And congratulations on the recent award for the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy to be on.
Yeah, I know. Now it's a big deal. You're on an award-winning show.
I know. This is exciting.
So walk season, you got a couple left. Tell us about it.
Yep. This Sunday at Calf Pasture Beach, and then November 9th at Rensselaer Field, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, alz.org/walk, if people want to get involved. These are wonderful events. It's our largest fundraising event. The money goes to care, support, and research programs, and they are just so inspiring events to have people come together to support the cause, to support the Alzheimer's Association.
You know, I went to the Suicide Prevention Walk on Sunday at Bushnell. The walks are so great because there's a lot of affirmation, and you see how important the issue is to so many people, and it doesn't take a lot of time. And so I encourage people to do it, especially with the way the weather's been, too. And I think it's going to continue this weekend. Christy Colville with Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. Some stuff happening at the national level in terms of bills signed by the White House. Just give us a quick synopsis.
Yep. So there was a bill that was recently signed by President Biden, and basically this reauthorizes the National Alzheimer's Project Act, which is the national plan, and also allows for Congress to continue to hear from researchers about what they need for funding, which is great because that continues to have that dialogue. And as we know, research funding, which is one of our major federal priorities, when it goes up, we see more treatments in the pipeline and more progress and more hope.
Yeah. And anything new on the medication front?
We still have the two disease-modifying medications, and there's a lot of research going on in the diagnostic space as well as medication. So, you know, more to come on that. We are just continuing to advocate for more research funding, and there's always new stuff in the pipeline.
So Sunday's walk again, where can people go if they want to join you?
alz.org/walk. It's at Calf Pasture Beach in Norwalk, and November 9th, it's Rensselaer Field in East Hartford.
Oh, that's a great one. And listen, come back next month for Caregiver Month. We'll sit down and we'll talk a lot more about a bunch of other stuff.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right, Christy. Thanks so much. Christy Colville with Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut.